Answers from attorneys on Ask the Expert are not substitutes for the advice of an attorney. Ask the Expert is a public forum, and questions and responses are not private or confidential or protected by the attorney-client privilege. Attorney is not your attorney, and any statement by attorney is not legal advice. You should not understand any statement in response to any question to propose specific action or address specific circumstances, but only to give you a sense of general principles of law that might affect the situation you describe. Application of these general principles to particular circumstances must be done by a lawyer who has spoken with you in confidence, learned all relevant information, and explored various options. Before acting on these general principles, you should hire a lawyer licensed to practice law in the jurisdiction to which your question pertains. Many legal matters are time-sensitive. You should act without delay in order to protect your rights and interests. By answering questions, attorneys do not form attorney-client relationships with callers.
Ask the Expert this morning is brought to you by the Aronson & Moss Law Firm.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Expert Hour. Actually, it's Ask the Expert. It used to be the Expert Hour. See, it's habits, old habits. But I'm surrounded by four attorneys this morning, so I hope I don't have a problem. It's normally when you're surrounded by four attorneys, you have a problem. Is that right? Anyway, Jim Doyne with you, along with we have attorneys from Aronson & Moss. James Raddick is here. We have, actually, you go by Jim, don't you?
Yes, I do, Jim.
And then Christopher Nathan is here. We have Rebecca Feiereisen is here. And we have Ryan Moss is here. Did I get everybody's name right? That's a first start.
Shockingly,
sure,
yes.
Oh, very good. Yours especially, right? Well, yeah. I knew some people with that name here.
That's kind of a local variety.
It really is. So nice to have you here, because each Wednesday we're going to have at least one of these attorneys from Aronson Moss here, and they're going to be discussing various legal issues and give you some advice possibly that you might want to listen to, and some ideas of anywhere from, well, like, let's start with Jim here a little bit. Jim Raddick, you've been with Aronson & Moss a long time.
Yeah, it's been 5 years. I started in 2008 with Jim Aronson and Ryan Moss. Mm-hmm. I've actually been practicing law for over 25 years. Mm-hmm. I've been here in the Cedar Rapids for more than 15 now.
Now, you actually have different areas. Everybody kind of works. I've noticed reading some of your bios and what have you that you like to work in. Jim, what is that area?
Actually, I'm going to be talking about two areas when I'm here on Wednesdays. One of them is the area that sometimes is known as wills, trusts, and estates, or probate and estate planning.
Mm-hmm.
The other area that I have that I'll be talking about is bankruptcy, specifically for individuals.
So you're going to tell us about trusts and what is a revocable trust as opposed to an irrevocable trust, and how trouble you can get into one of those. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, there are lots of different kinds. There are many different kinds of trusts. Some people... what they've most often heard of is the revocable trust.
Right, right.
And we'll discuss how that relates to wills and other things.
Maybe too. Taxes too, huh?
Right. Actually, the revocable trust is not a tax-saving device.
Mm-hmm.
There have been people over the years who've gone around and say, well, you can save a lot of money if you have a revocable trust or irrevocable trust, sometimes called a living trust or a lifetime trust, and they're trying to sell a service, but in truth, all the tax savings you could do with that kind of trust, you could do with the will.
And you're going to be talking about this plus other things as well, like you just mentioned. And you will be taking phone calls when you're here, too, as far as if anyone has any general questions along those lines.
Correct. There's general questions. I'd like to help people try to understand what's going on, how the law works. Now, for example, in the probate area, that's something that's controlled by statutes, and there's a lot of technicalities.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know. They don't understand. And I think that I'm going to be able to explain things to people in a way that's going to help them figure out why things are the way they are.
Well, let's go back a little bit. Why did you want to become an attorney in the first place?
I'm one of those unusual people who wanted to be an attorney since I was like 12 years old or
really?
Something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, I probably saw too many shows on TV, not Perry Mason, but some other ones. And so I first thought I wanted to be a trial lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I have been in a lot of trials. I have jury trials, both representing plaintiffs and defendants. But over the years, I've sort of switched to deal more with people who are trying to take care of their individual circumstances. So that can be wills, can be estate planning. The bankruptcy is also dealing with individuals, their finances. That kind of fits in with the same general scope. One of the reasons that I like doing that is you get some real satisfaction talking to people and helping them accomplish a goal. When you do the litigation, half the time your client's going to be upset at the outcome.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm not being on that side, but I would probably, that's just common sense, is it not?
Right.
Somebody's not going to be happy. So
that's correct.
Jim Raddick, I want to keep you calling James, but it's Jim Raddick, is that right?
And I go by Jim.
Aronson and Moss here, where are they located?
We're located in downtown Cedar Rapids. We're in the building that's known as 425 Plaza on the ninth floor. Sometimes people refer to it, used to be known as the APAC building, or the ground transportation building, because it's right next to the bus station.
All right. I'll be talking to you on Wednesdays and from time to time, and I'm looking forward to it. So thank you for being here this morning. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
The newest member of the firm is right here, and we're going to talk now to Christopher Nathan. Hi, Chris. It's Christopher, though, isn't it?
Yes,
they do call you. I heard somebody call you Chris this morning, so I went ahead and called you. Anyway, let's talk about why you became an attorney. Let's talk about when you became an attorney, and why did you happen to come across the Aronson & Moss Law Firm?
Well, I have a twin brother, and my twin brother is a doctor. He's a vascular surgeon out in Seattle, Washington. And my father is a lawyer, and I would say that my dad raised my brother to be a doctor, and he raised me to be a lawyer.
Oh, for goodness sake. Now, did you always want to be an attorney?
I think I always wanted to be a lawyer because my dad was a lawyer, and so I grew up hearing stories about him trying cases, defending his clients, and things like that.
How do you differ from your dad? Do you do the same? Are you in the same area of law as your dad, or are they two completely different places?
My dad does mostly civil or commercial matters, and I do specifically criminal matters. Beyond that, he is a taller, more handsome, and
I say no, listen. But now, you mentioned before we went on the air something about the television programs. That influence you at all, like Law and Order and things like that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting how, especially when I grew up in the early, mid, late 90s, there were just so many shows on TV, Law and Order, Law and Order SVU, Law and Order Criminal Intent. I'm sure I'm forgetting four or five Law and Order.
Something like that, yeah, right.
In this last decade, there was first CSI and then three or four other CSIs, and it always just interested me on a number of levels, and I think that most people find those shows interesting as well.
So it is practicing law just like it is on television.
It's the exact same.
Exact same thing.
there's no difference. If you watch TV Monday through Friday during the daytime, you can absolutely try your own case.
Well, I see. Oh, very good.
Now, they're over in the course of a show's length, right?
Absolutely.
That's true. Within a half an hour, you have the whole thing done, or an hour, something
nice
like
and
that.
Neatly in a bow.
You bet. Now, you're going to be talking about criminal law and other. What does criminal law entail, I guess I should ask?
Well, the way I think of criminal law is it's the relationship between the sovereign and the individual. And that goes all the way from the smallest level between yourself and your village or town and city to the dynamic between yourself and your state, all the way up to the dynamic between yourself and the United States of America. Whenever the government places itself against you, that's usually a criminal case.
I see. That you don't want to have happen, is that right? And that's where you come in.
That's where I come in. Hopefully you hire someone to insert themselves between you and the government because you don't want to be next to them usually.
Where did you go to school?
Well, I'm originally from Miami, Florida, and then I moved to Chicago, Illinois to attend Northwestern University in Evanston, and then I attended the University of Chicago, which of course is in Chicago.
So how did you get paired up with, or shall we say, working for Aronson & Moss?
Well, I had the good fortune to marry a woman from Iowa, and after we had our daughter, we decided to leave Chicago and move to Iowa to raise our family here because there's no better place to raise a family than Iowa.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, Christopher, thank you for being here this morning. We're going to hear more from you during the week. Is that right?
Yes, Jim.
And we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Rebecca Feiereisen and Ryan Moss, and we'll do that in just a moment. You're listening to Ask the Expert on 600 WMT. Welcome back to the Ask the Expert program this morning. Jim Doyne, along with some attorneys from the Aronson and Moss attorney, what do you call it?
A law firm.
There you go. I'm all right. I just don't bet any money. But anyway, Jim Raddick is here. We have Rebecca Feiereisen. We have Christopher Nathan is here. And we have Ryan Moss is here. And we're missing Jim Aronson, right? It's the morning, but we'll find him before the next program, right? let's talk. We've talked to Jim Raddick and we've talked to Christopher Nathan. And let's talk to Rebecca Feiereisen. Hi, Rebecca. How are you? It's so nice to have you here today.
It's nice to be here.
And you've been with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm for how long?
About 2 years. Actually, just celebrated my two-year anniversary.
And what brought you into the field of law, and how long have you been in the field?
Well, I hate to echo my cohorts here, but my dad's a lawyer.
Oh, boy. Well, there's kind of a connection
catching,
there, right?
You know, it's hereditary.
It's it. All right.
So, same as Chris, kind of raised in that mentality, that kind of argument style. So it just kind of happened. I didn't always want to be a lawyer. I fought it hard until I was about 19 or 20, and then I changed my major to political science.
Well, now, where did you go to school, and how did you get to the Aronson Moss Law Firm?
I went all 7 years, so 4 years of undergrad and then 3 of law school at the University of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Waterloo to practice law for about 5 years, 4 or 5 years. And up there I did part family law, which is what I do now, and part insurance defense. So people who got in car accidents and their insurance company would defend them in a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband was in school at the time, and when he graduated, we decided to kind of settle in the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City area, and found Aronson & Moss and didn't look back.
So what area are you originally from?
I'm from the booming metropolis of Strawberry Point, Iowa.
Well, that's not just too far away
it's
from
here.
It's
not far. And my dad still practices law up there, so you know, I go back occasionally and see what he's up to.
So like you say, it's kind of catching here. Everybody wants to. And yeah, it's a good field to go into. It's an excellent field. So now, why did you pick the area that you picked?
You know, in law school, they said at one time, someone asked someone that came to our class, how do you pick an area? And they said, it kind of picks you. And it's true. It's a turn of events and things happen. You just kind of end up there. You know, if we traced it back, first month I was at my first job, they said, you want to do some family law? And I said, okay. And there it was.
Now, what do you mean by family law? Can you expand on that just a bit?
So it's any sort of, I guess, breaking up of a family. So that would be divorce. That would be a custody battle where the parents never did get married. If child support recovery unit, which collect child support on behalf of the state, if they start, you know, get in somebody's life, I can help with that.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody wants to change an order that's already in place dealing with kids, custody visitation, I can get in there and help change that as well.
So when we have you on the program, you're going to discuss and talk about these various subjects. Now, divorce, it's just a matter of cut everything in half and go their own way, right?
You'd think, yeah, but no.
Doesn't work that way?
Not really.
Not quite that easy.
A lot of moving pieces in those. So.
And now on the child support, where does the problem run into there?
You know, there shouldn't be, but child support is set based on the Iowa Child Support Guidelines so that we don't argue about it, which, mm-hmm, of course, makes us argue about it. So it really comes down to a couple of factors, how much each party makes each year and how often they see the kids being the biggest factors in determining child support. So it's really getting those variables right, and then the number just kind of happens.
Do you find a lot of problems with this and people come back to you and things?
Yeah, yes. Usually if somebody does a divorce, they'll be back in a couple of years talking about changing what's in place just in, you know, life happens. Things happen, mm-hmm, you don't expect, and the system's set up to take care of that.
Now, you're going to be taking some phone calls along these lines as well.
Yes.
And answering questions in kind of a general manner. You get a lot of the same question, do you find, or is it all different in your...
Everybody has the same kinds of questions, but these things are so fact-specific. You know, if one fact changes, the whole analysis changes. So it's really... Yeah, they're all in the same general vein, but it's very unique to each person's situation.
Now, you've been doing law for how many years now?
I think this is my seventh year.
Seventh year.
Yeah.
And you like it?
I do, yes.
Meet a lot of interesting people,
I do,
sure.
And a lot of really unbelievable fact situations that, you know, feel bad for people, but
absolutely. You bet. Well, you're going to be talking about divorce and child support and thing custody and those things and
yes,
and a few other things along the way. And you're going to be here with us on Wednesdays, too. I guess you're all going to kind of divide it up on Wednesdays. Is that right?
So
that you have one each different Wednesday. So, and people have questions. They can certainly call in and ask you. Is that right?
Absolutely. That's kind of the goal.
Very good. Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Going to talk with the other half of the law firm here this morning, Ryan Moss.
Shorter half.
The shorter half. Okay. So your cohort is not here as far as the other namesake for the law firm. Is that right?
Right. Jim Aronson was the founding partner of our firm. His family has been in the Cedar Rapids area for about 30 years, and he had an interesting career that some folks may remember him from having the Chevrolet, Volvo, and Mercedes dealership up in Center Point, Iowa. He's been involved in politics and Iowa politics over the years, but I think he always wanted to go to law school, and he made that dream become a reality graduating from the University of Iowa in 1995 and has been practicing in this area ever since.
My goodness.
And I joined his firm in 2002.
So you joined in 2002 and became, what, a full partner then and later on?
At that time, it was actually Aronson and Zimmerman.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Zimmerman is an attorney practicing in this area for a long time, mainly from Iowa City.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was an associate of the firm when I joined in 2002. I'd been practicing in Ottumwa mm-hmm. for about a year prior to that, following graduation from business school. And
what brought you to Cedar Rapids?
What brought me to Cedar Rapids was an interesting turn of events. I had, my dad grew up in Williamsburg,
mm-hmm.
and my wife, fortunately enough, grew up in Iowa City.
Hmm.
And she was going to grad school in at the University of Iowa after I had graduated and started working down in Ottumwa. And we had initially intended to settle in Ottumwa, of course. Well, she got a job in her field, which is quite rare. There's plenty of, as they say about Iowa City, there's plenty of PhDs serving coffee and waiting tables in Iowa City. So when my wife Liz got a job in her field and profession, I started looking for work back here in the Iowa City Cedar Rapids area.
See, who do you root for? Now, so you went to Iowa, and then you got your law degree at the University of you went to Ames, and then you got your law degree at the University of Iowa. So who do you root for?
I actually root for the Huskers. How about that? I graduated. My dad was a fighter pilot in the Air Force, and he ended up retiring in the Omaha area, Omaha, mm-hmm. Nebraska. So I graduated from high school in Bellevue. And Saturday mornings, we didn't go to any games, but Saturday mornings we usually had the radio on listening to the Cornhuskers. So I grew up a Husker fan back when they were back-to-back national champions and rooted against the Miami Hurricanes. How about that, Chris? And then going to Iowa State, of course, and that was when Fred Hoiberg was actually playing, so it's been really exciting watching.
And he's been quite a coach out there,
hasn't he? Clones go
oh,
to,
my goodness.
Go to the tournament.
Well, listen, I want to thank all of you for coming in. You're kind of the last one here today, but we're going to have individuals here every week on Wednesday. Now, what's your field? I never asked you what your area was.
Quickly. Well, interestingly enough, my grandpa was a real estate agent in Williamsburg, so real estate. But as I went to business school, so business contracts, setting up companies, helping people make money.
Very good. Thank you so much, representatives from the Aronson and Moss Law Firm. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We'll look forward to having you on Wednesdays.
So looking forward to it. Thanks,
Jim.